Talk.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening live, you are welcome to call at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. I love emails and I love tweets, so please feel free to email me at bruce@bruceallen, either now or anytime, with a question. That's Bruce and Sallen, sallan.com. That's S like Sinatra. Or you tweet me at Bruce Allen. Our next segment is Teen Rap, and with our usual special guest, Pastor Drew Sams, who is actually on retreat this week. So I am going to try to carry the ball by myself. We miss you, Pastor Drew. I want to give a heads up, Pastor Drew. I have decided I am going to rewrite the lyrics to the Hillbillies theme song in honor of you. And I am declaring this publicly, so I now have to do it, and I am going to sing it to you. And I doubt you'll hear this, so you won't know it. It'll be a surprise. I am going to sing the rewritten version of the Beverly Hillbillies song, originally written by Flatten Scruggs. I am going to sing it to you next week. So if that's not a reason to tune into the Bruce Allen Show, I don't know what is. He sings, he does comedy. It's remarkable, isn't it? The column this week is, and the topic, you always get more when you give, a story of giving. And this story has affected me and my family considerably. But before I get to some of the bullet points about it, I actually want to read a little bit from the column, because I write in many ways better than I speak, and I certainly can rethink my thoughts in better clarity. So I am going to read you a little bit from this column and share you the story. I've learned repeatedly in my life that whenever I give to the world, whether by direct action or donations, I get back so much more than the effort or money involved. This is a life lesson that our kids should learn, as so many of them here in America are living the easy life with no sense of the hardships most of the world has to bear and that most of mankind has historically suffered. I actively participate on my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, as you know, by welcoming every member with a thank you note. And I've gotten to know people from all over the world. On one occasion, I was invited to chat with some kids from Ghana. About 20 minutes later, I discovered I was chatting with two girls, 7 and 10, who lived at a school in the small city of Ghana, Swedru. They were poor on a level most of us don't understand. Their charm in the chat, however, was instantaneous. They knew English well enough to completely communicate in chat. Learning that they were so young and so relatively comfortable in English only enhanced my curiosity, and they responded to a question of mine about what they might need by expressing the wish to have more books, as they had very few in their tiny school. I was hooked. Between their photos, their chatting, the exchanges I had with their father, Frank, who was the founder of the school, and the pastor at the local church, and the information on their various Facebook pages, I believed in them, and I promised that my family would send them some books. The Facebook page for the kids is simply called Africa Zebras, if you want to look them up, and you can find them there. My younger son, David, and I went to our local library. Actually, his name is Aaron. David is his middle name. Where they have a regular Saturday used book sale, and we bought age-appropriate books for the girls, including several classics, Mark Twain, Dr. Seuss, and some Disney picture books. Among our books to give away that we had was a very nice old Bible, and we included that. I thought shipping a box to Africa wouldn't be too costly until I did the research. The cost of shipping any large box was prohibitive, but I did discover that we could send a medium-sized, flat-rate box via the U.S. Postal Service for $56, which was still not cheap, but within our means. My wife went through her books and found several that were also worthwhile that we felt we should include. I found some hand-crank flashlights and some small tchotchkes, those are knickknacks, we thought they might also enjoy. I quickly filled up two boxes and sent them off to Ghana. Shortly afterward, I asked Aaron if he'd put together a book and see what other things in addition to books he might have to give to our new friends. He came to my desk a couple hours later with an overflowing box of books, small toys, games, magazines, and assorted felt tip colored pens. We chose what we believed were the best of the bunch and carefully arranged them all in a box to fit as much as possible. While we were doing this, he looked up at me and said something like, "You know, Dad, this is a great thing you're doing." I looked at him and I quickly replied, no, it's a great thing we're doing. A couple of weeks later, I heard from our new friends who were overjoyed with the first two boxes that had arrived. I hope you've seen some of the pictures either on my website or on the video feed. That's an aside that, of course, is not in the column. They sent a bunch of photos showing them getting the boxes from the post office, carrying them home, and some of the kids reading or playing with the contents. The photos are worth more than the small cost to us of sending these three boxes. The feelings my whole family had upon viewing these photos were indescribable. As I told you earlier, my wife had just come home and was stressed from a hard day at work when I called her over to take a look. She immediately softened and began planning all the additional things we could send them. I will be getting a drive going to raise money for a laptop for them. In the meantime, if you have a pile of stuff, books, toys that your kids no longer need, please consider sending them to the Africa Zebras. Their address is Frank Bennin, that's the father of the girls that I chatted with, the teacher and pastor at the school. That's Frank Bennin, B-E-N-N-I-N, Post Office Box 719, Agana Swedru, A-G-O-N-A, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, in Ghana, Africa. And trust me, the cost to you will be nothing compared to the value to them and the heartfelt good feelings you and your family will receive. As Wayne... That's the end of the column, by the way. But as Wayne discussed in the men's room segment before, doing this sort of thing and how we model for our kids is what our kids learn. So they see everything good we do and they see everything bad we do. So if we're doing something charitable, and again, I am emphasizing not writing checks, though there's nothing wrong with writing checks. But if we are actively participating in something charitable, they will learn a lot. There's also a cliche that I believe is very true that you always get when you give. I'd assert that you usually get more than you expect, as I did when I was a big brother. I found all I could at home with this story. We found that we had much more to give than we originally sent, and we are planning to do a whole lot more. One of the stories I experienced was when I was a big brother, I learned about parenting in ways that helped me immeasurably when I became a parent. This was an example of giving and getting so much more than I expected. So I will again give you the address as we run down this segment on Teen Wrap. It is Frank Bennin, Post Office Box 719, Agana Swedru, Ghana. And again, that's A-G-O-N-A-S-W-E-D-R-U in Ghana, Africa. My producer, Richard, is telling me it's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email at bruce@bruceallen.com. And you can call if you want at 866-564-1290. Our next segment will be with Julie Spira. It will be single parent dating. And I know she has a lot to say on this topic, having been very actively involved in her own community efforts. We will be back. Walk with me.